Thank you for coming tonight. So good to be together here, excited for what the Lord's going to do. I wanted to start us off with a word of encouragement, and then we'll get to some housekeeping announcements before we get to the teaching here tonight. I believe that the Lord is transferring us in this season, and we're here tonight in response to the Lord changing the church from a generation of Saul's to a generation of David's. I've been thinking about how names mean so much, but Saul means asked for. And in a large part, the church has asked for strong leaders, and they've asked for the flashy and so much that appeals to the eye and to the mind. But little David means beloved. And the Lord is populating his church with those who would serve with the heart of David after his own heart. And so we're here tonight to posture ourselves in the position of David's, who respond to his whispers and his voice. That's really why tonight is happening. And then I was considering as we were doing this, how important it is that we're going to be led tonight and this weekend by Samuel and by Norma. And we've got Samuel, who's literally heard of God. And we've got Norma, that's literally the norm or the standard. And so how sweet tonight that we're moving, Lizzie and I were talking about this at dinner, we're moving from a standard of operation in the church and just in our lives, the standard of doing what seems right. Saul was always doing what seemed right. He was making sacrifices because it seemed right, and that his own wits and wisdom. But David was moved by the command of the Lord. He was moved by his voice. He was moved by his heart. And so the norm for us is to literally respond to his voice all the time. This is our portion. And so we're going to learn more about that. I just wanted to tee us up tonight for what's about to happen and agree that the Lord would do that. So pray with me if you would. We just want to seal this up for what's going to happen. So we thank you again for this night. We say, Lord, make the norm in our lives that we would hear and respond in obedience. And we ask for you to, just the small, tiny little sliver section here in El Dorado, Kansas, do a work in the church, Lord, that we're just a part of. But awaken your bride to your voice, God. Awaken all of us in a new way to your voice. And I pray that the standard operating procedure would be responding to your commands in obedience, God. So use that. We want to tee that up as the goal. I pray that you would use this teaching, use the lab times and everything that happens over the next day or so to accomplish that, God. Unto that end, for your glory, that we would live like Jesus lived, doing what you're doing, saying what you're saying, going where you're going, God. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen.